I think he's dozed off. Cornsy, he's just out there just negotiating a new car deal, I think, at the moment. He's just sort of going through the Twitter sphere because I've posted the photo this morning. He's not listening to me. I've posted the photo this morning of his new vehicle that he's bought for Eddie Corns. It is online there. You'll see it. It's a 2003 Toyota of sorts. So, Cornsy, I've just had a little opportunity come to me. He's not there at the moment. Jordan Cornelis has got another option for you, a 1987 XF Falcon that he pulled in with this morning that he's driving with. It's only done 170,000 Ks. So there's a little option for you, Cornsy. If we've just lost Cornsy, we might just go straight to the chief football reporter from Channel 9, a great mate of the programs, Tommy Morris. Are you there, Tommy?
Kingy, you and me, just like the old days.
Just you and I, mate. Just I've actually just cut him off on purpose. Mate, it's been a big week for you. It's been a big week. It's been a big start to the year for you. You had a great moment this week, I think, at Rossi Lyons' press conference. You were awesome with your questioning. It was a tough one.
Really delicate stuff, Kingy. I appreciate that. I'm always a bit I'm always a bit anxious when you're asking those sort of questions in press conferences. So the story in the Herald Sun the other morning from Mick Warner quoted Harley Balick's dad, essentially blaming the AFL for its illicit drugs policy and his son's passing, which is really unfortunate. And I thought along with the other journos there that we needed to ask Ross Lyon about it, given that Ross Lyon was the coach of Freo at the time, coached Harley Balick at Freo. And Ross's response was really emotive. He got emotional. His strong view, and I think it reflects Paul Roos's view, Kingy. I'm not sure if you remember what Roos used to say when he was on Fox, but is that clubs can't be everything. Yes, it's important to support players and try to set them up for the rest of their lives and offer welfare and medical training and get them physically fit and all that. But their number one priority is to win games. And I think Ross Lyon's quote that as a parent, he doesn't expect clubs to be everything to players was pretty sharp. I mean, not everyone would agree with that, but that's his strong perspective. And as he left the press conference, Kingy, he was actually wiping away tears. That's how close he was to Harley Balick. So, yeah, it was a pretty emotional situation.
It was a tough one. It was a very informative interview, though. He spoke with honesty about where they're at, the challenges that they've got as a footy club. It was a beauty. Well done. What should Richmond do with their list? Kane and I were just talking about to purge or to keep or to support, or how quickly can you regenerate?
Oh, well, I heard your conversation. It's so interesting. I think the worst spot you can be, and you'd agree with this, is to be in no man's land, to be sort of either old or not young and down the bottom of the ladder. So, one, you spoke about Liam Baker before, which is true. The other player I think needs to be mentioned is Jack Graham, who's out of contract and I think has every chance to go as well. And then you've got players that just, Daniel Rioli, who's contracted to the end of 2027. You know, what's the interest for him? Because at the moment, Richmond have a first-round pick, which is going to be very high, and then two second-round picks. And then something that needs to be considered as well, and I know Kane's big on Dusty retiring, but let's say, hypothetically, he did go to the Gold Coast Suns, and he'd be still paid fairly well. It's not like he'd be paid base salary, but Richmond would only be eligible for a compensation pick for him if the Suns signed him for 2 years or more. You don't get a compensation pick for a one-year deal. So that's also an important element. If they get some compensation for Baker, if they get something back for Graham, and if they get something back for Dusty Martin, all of a sudden their draft hand starts to look pretty good, albeit their best 22 looks a bit weaker. So it's a really interesting one for their recruiting team, who's brought in Chris Toshay, along with Blair Hartley and Adam Uzay, need to weigh up.
Is there some talk that Blair Hartley may be going to Tassie with Brendan Gale, Tom?
Yeah, I saw that from Sammy McClure. I've got no line of sight on that, but that would make sense. He's so highly rated. It just seems a bit unusual to me that before they announce publicly that Brendan Gale's going to be the CEO, that they'd be, approaching footy bosses. He'd be one of the top three or four in the country, but he's got a huge role because he does list management and he's a GM of footy, a bit like Andrew Mackie at Geelong. So it'd be interesting to see whether he has the same portfolio at the new Tassie club.
And some injury news?
Excuse me, yes. Oh, I find it interesting that Max King, I was watching his you know, fitness test at training a couple of days ago, and it shows how little I know, because I actually thought he passed the test. He looked pretty good, and then St Kilda's ruled him out, so he won't play. Ivan Soldo at Port Adelaide tonight won't play as well. He's having surgery on his knee on Monday. It's only minor surgery, they say, but they can't quite confirm that he's going to miss just 1 week, so it could be more there as well. And, yeah, a watch on Jacob Wiedering as well. I saw Mitch's report before. That's true. So it's he's no certainty to line up for Carlton this weekend. They named Wiedering and Zach Williams, but I think Wiedering isn't 100% to play yet, so they'll probably do a fitness test just before that game starts.
Tommy, when will we find out what the draft implications are regarding Tasmanians' approach into the league?
I don't know what the timeline is on that, but there's certainly a strong expectation that they'll get draft help. But a bit like what North Melbourne had to do last year, they'll be told that you have to trade X amount of picks. So what the AFL is going to do is look at what they did with the Giants, look at what they did with the Suns, and look at what they did with Melbourne as well, with priority picks and also North Melbourne, and combine the best aspects of all of that into Tassie. Because I think there's no doubt on reflection, although it was great to give the Giants and Gold Coast Suns all these handouts and great draft picks, it might have hurt them down the track having so much talent, because then they had to trade them all out. So I think a more balanced approach is what they'll do with the Tassie team.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for the update.
On you, Tommy.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Kingy.
Tom Morris there. We'll be back on the other side of this with Sammy Evans.